Ian, how would you describe the demanding course today?
I was demanding, for sure. Easterly wind, we played it the opposite way in practice, and obviously it was going to change a number of holes significantly, and that's exactly what it did. You know, some of the easy holes yesterday were brutally tough today, and vice versa. So obviously the course was going to continue to dry out no matter how much water they put on the greens last night, and that's obviously what guys have found difficult today. Conditions are not easy. That easterly wind is a difficult wind to play in, and it's hard to get it close to any of those pins. You know, when the ball's running as fast as it's running and as firm as you know, the fairways are short the greens, which is where you're going to have to land it, it's really difficult to predict how far the ball's going to roll. Just one, you know, example was 15 today. I hit sand 9, that went 192 yards. So, you know, I knew it needed to get to 184, but not 192. I mean, it was fine in the end, but you know, it's hard to predict that, and you know, especially when you can't land it anywhere near some of those greens, and you're asking for the right bounce.
So where's the fine line between what's fair and what's not? It's pretty tough, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's tough, but I mean, I think we can all play this golf course when the pin locations are in places where, you know, you're not going to get caught out for hitting a good putt from 20 feet. I think is the honest answer to that. You know, 50 feet on some holes is a really good shot into the green. What we don't obviously want is a pin that's just sat on the top of a little knoll. It's really, really hard to putt it, you know, to a gimme range, really, because that's all you're really doing from that distance. And you know, today I think they were, there was only one that was very dicey, to be honest with you. It was late in the day, and that was probably 15. I mean, you know, I managed to two putt it, so I'm over the moon. But Billy Horschel hit a putt from 15 feet, which just missed the edge of the hole and went 15 feet past. So they obviously put a little bit more water on the course than they did yesterday, last night, and I think the guys this morning probably enjoyed that, but obviously, you know, it was always going to get firm this afternoon, and that's exactly what you saw.
Getting home in level par is great.
Yeah, I mean, it was a battle, I've got to be honest. I mean, I played some flawless golf around the front nine, and I got a little out of position on the back nine, and I just, you know, I really managed to hang in there. I hit some really good shots from the rough. I hit some really good pace putts at the right time. To keep myself in it, I hit a lovely chip shot on 16, stiff there, and you know, and a lovely bunker shot on the last to a gimme range. So I'm happy with obviously coming back the way I did on a golf course that's ever firming. Sure, yeah. I mean, I've put myself in a nice position. I was in a nice position 11 years ago. I was lying ninth. I'm actually got no idea where one over's lying right now, but. I'm sure it's lying pretty good right now. So, tied? Okay, so, you know, I'm in a similar spot to what I was 11 years ago, and I don't think I'm going to get blown off the golf course tomorrow like I did. So, you know, for me, I'm going to enjoy the fact of getting out there on a firm, fast golf course. You know, it's challenging, it's interesting. As I said, sometimes a sand nine goes 192 yards. So,
Ian, where does that rank in terms of the circumstance and the degree of difficulty in this course, you know, an Open Championship? Where does that round stand? It must be pretty close.
It's a good round. I mean, I think it's a good round compared to the scores this afternoon. I don't know where. I mean, I haven't looked. I haven't even seen the scores. So it's a good score for this afternoon scores. I know a lot of guys have struggled out there. So I would rate it as a really good round of golf. I can't name it amongst, you know, the other good rounds I've played, but I mean, it was a very good round of golf in those conditions.
Do you believe in karma at all? What's going on around here in the last few weeks with Andy Murray winning Wimbledon and maybe one of you guys taking?
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, it's a positive feeling, though, right?
Listen, the 11 guys in front of me are not all going to fall over and let me win, are they? So I better play some good golf. Well, I know that much.
Ian, did you meet the man who came in tribute to you with a windmill on his head?
No, I saw him.
So, did you get him away?
No.
Ian, considering it gets me a bit put in the afternoon, how will that impact the tournament as you go into Saturday and Sunday?
Well, I mean, they've got more time to prepare the golf course. They've got more time to look at the pin locations for the weekend. There's going to be half the footprints on the greens. And where it gets awkward, around the hole is where we're all saying, in a 15-feet circle around the hole, not only do you get players walking, you get caddies walking. So you're going to get half of that tomorrow. And what happens is when caddies walk with trainers, they're very, very flat-soled, and every footprint they put down just burns out. When you've got soft spikes or spikes, you don't get as much footprint on the green, so you're better off in soft spikes than you are trainers. Sneakers. So, you know, it's still going to be firm and fast. They can't soften the golf course up too much. But they just, you know, we just need some sensible pins, and it will be playable. I mean, it's brutally difficult to get it anywhere near a range where you feel comfortable having a go at a putt from 15, 20, 40 feet. I mean, it's just you're on edge because you don't want to roll it 2 foot past, because the 2 foot might be 6 foot, 8 foot. So you're always on edge. It's difficult.
You know, a lot of people say, a lot of guys say, fun is a key to playing well. Is it possible to have fun?
Yeah, it's fun in a sick fun way.
Well, from a competitive standpoint, maybe, or not?
Well, yeah, I mean, you just got to suck it up, I guess. I mean, it's the same for everybody, and unfortunately, you've got to grind through it. I mean, you don't have another option. If you want to win this tournament, then you just got to press on, just keep your head down and grind through it.
Yeah, is this how you picture a classic links test?
It is a classic links test. I mean, you know, it's very Hoylake-ish in terms of conditions. I mean, you know, that was burnt out, just like this place is burnt out. So it's very similar in that respect. And you really don't need driver that much, so it's playing very, very similar. But it is a classic links type course.
With the winning score at 3 under, and everything you know about this golf course over 2 days, what do you think?
I'm not putting a number. I hate putting numbers. I just hate it. I'd love to get to 10. How about that?
That'll work, huh?
I don't know because I don't know where they're going to put the pins. I really don't. I mean, you know, they can make it slightly easier with easier pins. They can make it more difficult with tough pins. We know the wind forecast for the weekend is going to be coming out the east. So we just have to wait and see where they're going to put the pins. I mean, I'm not predicting numbers. I'm just happy to battle through it.
Yeah, what do you think of the pin at
15? Look, I said enough about pins yesterday, right, for you to ask me that question. But I said a minute ago, Billy Horschel had a 15-foot putt and rolled it 15 foot past. I know other people have found that pin position on edge. And, you know, as fast as that green was and as slopey as that green is, then that pin is a very, very difficult pin position. So, you know, I called out 2 pins yesterday. Mickelson called out a lot more than I did. You know, I two putted 15, so I'm happy. You're getting no, I'm not getting suckered in today.
Is water more important than hole location or vice versa?
I think both are very important. You know, and it's wind dependent. You know, a lot of those holes are actually playing quite, I'm not going to say easy because none of them are easy, but they're easier into a good wind than they are playing downwind. I mean, you'd rather have 220 into a wind than 140 with a front pin downwind, because you can't stop it. You can't land it on the green. So you're predicting a first bounce, which is going to be, you know, very, very hard. It takes all the spin off it, and you're trying to predict how far it's going to roll up the green. So into the wind's a lot easier than down.
Can you describe when you say the wind's coming from the east tomorrow, what that does to change, however?
Well, you're aiming at a lot of bunkers, is what you are doing, and that's difficult when they're 5 foot deep and got nasty faces. So, you know, it's difficult to play this golf course always hitting in towards danger. So, it's a proper test to go.
How wide open does this go?
Yeah, it's pretty wide open. It's easy to get on a bad spell around this golf course. It's easy to get stuck in that rough. And, you know, it's easy to make double bogeys, as someone pointed out yesterday. I don't know who it was, but, you know, 98 players in the field made double bogey or worse.
Will there be,
you know,
more weeding out?
Say again?
Will there be more weeding out over the weekend?
Yeah, there probably will be, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't think guys can really shoot a low, low round, is what I don't think can happen with this wind direction. Again, you know, we're dependent on the pin locations, but guys can definitely come from a short way back, but I don't even know what the cut line is, so I can't. Is it seven? You know, I guess if someone gets out there first thing in the morning, done, plays a round of golf like Justin Rose played in 11 years ago, and shoots, what was he, shoot 3 or 4 under that day and went through the field. It's very possible someone could do the same, shooting 4 under par from that far back and still have a chance on Sunday, because it's obviously going to be firm and fast tomorrow afternoon. Pin positions are going to be difficult, and it's going to be hard to you know, make easy pars. They're all going to be difficult pars.
Thanks, man.
Pleasure.
Appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.